Dorfman is the co-founder of Roots Investment Community. They are a company helping residents build wealth while renting. Welcome back to the show, Daniel.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. And thanks to the audience for tuning in. Really excited to dive in for the second time on the Lifeblood. And
yeah,
hope everybody's been well.
Refresh our memory. Tell us a little about your personal lives, more about your work and why you do what you do.
Yeah. So we are the Roots Investment Community. We're the first real estate fund that builds wealth for both the renter and the investor. And, you know, we started this journey 3 years ago and have really, you know, just been enamored with the win-win and the ability to align the interest of both landlord and resident. And what we're seeing is really remarkable from a community standpoint now of growth. Last year, I was on this show and we had just launched our platform, had about 300 investors. I think we had raised $10 million. Today, we've got over 6,000 investors and we've raised a little over $34 million to the platform. And I don't think that's because we're good at marketing. I think that's because when you have a great community of people who want to make a difference and a change in industry that's always kind of been stuck in the rut, you get a lot of momentum that way. And, you know, it's been really great. And thanks to any of the listeners who signed up the first time. So we appreciate you.
Yeah, that's incredible growth. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, we're excited.
Is the sky the limit? How much growth is possible?
Well, we hope so, right? So our targets for the platform are to have 1 million people on the Roots platform building wealth with us by the end of 28. And not just building wealth, but making an impact, right? I think there's a lot of places that people can put their money, obviously. And, you know, the idea behind what we do here is, you know, let's put it somewhere where we all make great returns, but where the person who actually is the customer and is, you know, usually not benefiting from it gets a chance. Right. And so it's been really cool to watch.
Yeah. I appreciate that. So I'm sure that everything that we do is challenging and difficult, and there's surprises and serendipities and all those things. You are obviously scaling from 300 to 6,000 investors. And I'm curious to learn about that. And then developing new projects, new properties. So how has all that been?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I think the challenges that we are learning, as every business does, right, is that how do you, you know, really take the time and use intention when you're communicating with our community to make sure that just because we went from 300 to 6,000, that the 6,000th investor doesn't feel just like it's a, you know, a run of the mill thing anymore. So we try to like really figure out how to focus on creating a unique experience that doesn't feel like you're, you know, just one of many. We want everybody to kind of feel that community. So I think that's something we've been focusing on as of late. And then, you know, from a property standpoint, we're still in the scheme of real estate funds. We are so small and we haven't really run into those scaling challenges yet. I think those happen, you know, once you hit the $75 million to $100 million range and you've been operating for a while. And we've got our eye on those, but have not hit any of those kind of like operational scaling issues that, you know, I think we will eventually, right? We'll have to kind of gear up. Really where our focus has been, or where we've needed the focus, right? You know, is in that kind of trying to make sure that community is still a community, because it's important to us. So
we'll tackle the scaling on the actual property side next year. So
that's right.
This one. So working on right now to create that unique experience for each user. How are you thinking, or how are you going about actually doing that? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, I think we think through it in different ways. A lot of what we do is listen, right? So I think one thing that we've been able to really, do well is get feedback, create this loop of like, hey, we are available for one-on-one meetings. We're available for ask us anything webinars throughout the week. And we're also not offshoring any of our customer service stuff yet or anything like that, because we really want to understand why people invest with us, right? And we want to know what the important things that we could be providing to our community are. We've got a very wide range of people from who have invested $100 for us with us and can't invest anymore, but want to be in tune, to people who have invested, $500,000 with us, who want to see and understand the different, aspects of what we do versus what others do. And so it's a very wide range. And we're just trying to listen and then understand and put content out that makes sense.
In terms of the experience for your renters, how has that worked? I know the idea of it is awesome, that I can be renting but still be participating in wealth growth. Has that worked out the way you've expected over the past year?
So it's actually worked better. I think my background is completely in real estate. I've done this for a pretty long time, been in since 2009. And when we came up with the concept of what we wanted to do here, it was really about this. It was really this idea of like, look, we've done well in real estate. And the reason we've done well is because the people in our buildings have been awesome, right? They've paid rent on time for the most part, right? Paid rent on time, taking care of it. And, what if we had this relationship where we're not just treating that person like a tenant, but they're a partner and they get to grow with us? And I think, what we expected was the resident to kind of be excited, maybe stay with us a little while longer. What we're seeing is residents are taking extreme pride of ownership within their units, which is awesome. They're sending us things that they're doing on the weekends that they never needed to do, creating walkways, cleaning, pressure washing, all those things. And that's not part of the program. That's just pride of ownership and pride of being a partner. And so those things are really unique. The other piece is just operationally, the fund, last 12 months is still up for over a little over 14%. And that is mostly contributed to the residents helping us be more operationally efficient, right? We're not having to roll trucks out to go check things because our residents are on top of it and they're renewing. Our renewal rates are about 80% right now, versus industry average is about 55%.
Wow.
So, I think we've got something exciting. I think our residents are loving the program. They've actually saved and invested a little over $465,000 with us just in their 3 years. So we're really excited about like kind of that prospect of it. And kind of similar to the way we're building out the investor community piece, building out like the financial literacy components and the things that we could do from the residents is huge too.
It makes a lot of sense. It's when you were talking, it sort of reminded me of having a match on your 401k at work. And if your company has a 401k match, that's really good. It's probably going to help you stay there for maybe a little bit longer.
No, I think it's very similar to that thought process, right? Like as a company, you're matching that 401k because you want that individual to be successful and be able to retire and, not work every day. And we're kind of similar position, right? Whether they take their deposit or their wealth building account and deploy it into their first home, that'd be exciting for them. Or if they just, move and keep a little money in the fund so that they can be a part of the real estate market. Either one works. And I think kind of that's a great way to shape it.
There is real estate. Well, let me take a bigger step back. I think that the American dream was always be able to buy a home, and things have changed a lot, and home prices have gone up so much and interest rates are higher and it feels farther away than it used to. And in a way, you are helping people get closer to that. How are you thinking about just housing in maybe in general?
Yeah. You know, I think it's an interesting line, right? Because you do on one hand, we are buying homes, right? And that is inevitably not a home that someone else is on the retail market purchasing for themselves. On the other, to your point, it's very challenging right now to go from renting to owning. From that step is harder than it's ever been. It doesn't look like it's getting much easier. And so we kind of are taking our spot, which we believe is to kind of be a mezzanine product between that renting and owning, right? Like if we can give people the opportunity to participate and own a piece of these real estate deals and to be a part of it in a real way, then I think we're setting that next step up so that it makes it easier to make that transition when you are ready. Or not, right? I think there is like a kind of a thing that's happening right now, and we'll see it over the next 5 to 10 years, is maybe it isn't the best like decision to own a property outright for less than 5% down, right? Like, and that's what we're seeing on these first time home buyers, right? It's like, hey, maybe the idea is like have it in a fund where the taxes aren't going to affect me every day, where the maintenance aren't going to be as stressful, where there's no debt on my soul, every day. And I think, if you watch that progress and you get this feeling and they can like kind of feel less rushed, I think we'll see some really unique buying decisions down the line, but there's some interesting paths, I think, opening up within this sector for sure.
Yeah. Just because things have always been a certain way doesn't mean that they're always going to be a certain way and everything else. So
right.
The ownership piece that you and Roots have put forth, I think is super exciting and it's obviously working. As you look around, what are some of the other opportunities? You say, you know what? I think that we're doing this so much better or we could be doing a lot better.
Yeah, I think over the next year, we're really excited about kind of, branching out into some other product offerings and product types for wealth building within the platform. We haven't quite locked them in yet. So I can't really that's what we're listening for, right? Is we do have a great little audience and community, and we want to be able to kind of put some of those new opportunities in front of folks too. I think there's a lot of different places that we could all look at in our day-to-day life where we're like, hey, that could be done a little bit differently, or that impact could be greater, right? And so one of the big things we're doing is a big a fundraising push for our residents over the next back into this year, which will be really exciting to try and help kind of not just like help from renting and owning perspective, but to help them if they fall in like hard times and different things, because stuff happens, right? And that's when people get in the hole, is when we, don't have a backing for, a person for you to call when you've got that incident that happens. And so we're going to start to really try to propel our community forward in a little bit of a nonprofit type of way too.
Yeah. Is that obvious to you to do, or it's not necessarily something that we think about when we think about big like real estate investment trusts? I don't think about, we actually want to help people to, become more financially successful or more well in general. And how can we help people to do that if we have the opportunity to do that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you get to do it from the beginning, is what I'll say, right? This wasn't my first project. It's not my first company. It's hard to pivot when you have a current structure in place, right? It's hard to start to think outside the box in different ways to do it when you have a business that's been running for 5 to 10 years and you're kind of set, right? And it's really hard to pivot from that. I think when we started this and we're able to kind of craft from, you know, a whiteboard and really understand what we wanted to do and be intentional about the idea of building wealth for others. And that's the lens we look at, right? Every single thing we look at or do is in the lens of how does this help the resident build wealth? And then how does it help the investors build wealth? Because the resident comes first in our world, at least.
I imagine that as you're talking to people, would be investors or even potential tenants, partners, however it is you think are referred to them as, how do you refer to them?
Residents.
Residents. Perfect.
Resident partners.
Resident
we don't
partners.
Like the word tenant.
Yeah. That you could see the light bulb kind of turn on, where people are like, oh, I totally get it. And everything you're doing is in fact aligned and it makes sense. And that must be very gratifying.
It is, you know, it's really been awesome. And one of those things that's kind of come out of that is, you know, we've had a lot of investors who have reached out to us who are property owners and they're like, look, like I want to run that wealth building program. And so, one of the things we're launching in the next couple of months actually is an ability for any operator in real estate to run our resident, engagement solution. Which we're really, really excited about. You know, I think from our side, we're never going to own, you know, more than 10,000 homes. So if you think about that from a renter impact standpoint, 10,000 renters is great to impact. But if we could give a tool to the world to be able to impact, you know, the 25 million plus renters across America, that's actually doing something that might, you know, prove out pretty well in terms of wealth building capacity for everyone. So we're super excited about that. And hopefully we'll launch that in the next couple months or so.
Nice. Yeah, I was curious as to whether or not you see copycats pop up.
Yeah, I think I hope so. Right. I mean, honestly, you know, I think from our standpoint, I'd rather give the tool to do it. Right. And we can help kind of facilitate and, you know, help as many people as we can, right? I think it would be anti our mission to, you know, try to hoard that. So we hope every renter gets a rebate at some point. That would be awesome. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly enough business out there.
Right. We can make it happen.
I love it. Well, Daniel, thanks so much for coming back on.
Thanks,
tell
George.
Us how everybody can get involved.
Yeah. If you're listening and want to get involved, check us out at investwithroots.com. We have webinars every Wednesday, Friday. If you have questions, and great place to sign up online. I host the Wednesday. Our partner hosts the Friday. I would love to see you out there. And thank you so much for listening. And George, thank you for having us again.
Yeah, brother. For sure.
All right.
If you enjoyed as much as I did, show Daniel your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to investwithroots.com and check out all the great information on the site. Check in on Daniel on Wednesday for that webinar. There's also the Friday webinar, and that'll sort of get your feet wet and into the world and see what the opportunities are. Thanks again, Daniel.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.